John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye repented not of your sin. No, ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots repented of their sins. No, it says the publicans and the harlots, does it say repented of their whore-mongering ways? Of their, you know, theft, greed, covetousness? That's interesting. Why, God, why wouldn't you just lay it out like that? We know that's what you mean. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. Hey, publicans and harlots, don't you know the devils believe and also tremble? That's what these repent of your sins people would say to them. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterwards that ye might believe him. Why does it say repented not afterwards that ye might believe him? Because the Bible says, repent ye and believe the gospel. Right. And the Bible says to repent from dead works and have faith toward God.
Amen.
So you're supposed to turn from whatever you're trusting in for salvation and place your faith in Jesus Christ. That's what that's referring to.
Right.
Go to Luke 13, if you would. Luke chapter 13. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen this where they literally impose of your sins in the text. It happens over and over. And you almost think these people must be under some sort of delusion.
Right.
They're under some sort of spell of the devil or something. Their minds must be blinded. You know, the God of this world must have blinded their eyes or something. Because literally, you'll say, it doesn't say of sins there. No, it does say of sins there. Where does it say of sins there? It's not even the word sin. Do you know how to spell sin? Sin is spelled S-I-N. This is, you know, the Bible's not Scrabble where you just take whatever letters and whatever word and just make up a word there. It does not say that at all. It does say it's right there. These people have had like a spiritual lobotomy, folks.